Hello, 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 world. This is your girl. This is your girl, Crystal. I hope all is well. I hope everyone's doing okay on this Monday, this wonderful Veterans Day. I do have a veteran who will be calling in. Her name is Sharita. Hopefully, she got the email that I sent to her. This is your girl, Crystal, a.k.a. the entrepreneurial Harriet Tubman, because that's what I want to call myself, okay? And welcome to my podcast, Forgive That Form D. Here's where we talk about how to stop working for the man and be the man. That's right. How do we own our own business? How do we step into the gift that God has given us to give to the world and just show up and not go to the grave with that talent, that idea, and, you know, in the coffin, you know, just bury with, you know, grandma, great-grandma, and everyone else? How do we get to produce our idea? How do we get to release our talent into the world? So that's what this platform is about. This is what this podcast is about. How do we get into that mindset? What are some ideas that we can share with one another? And like I said before on previous podcasts and interviews, we want to help each other, because a great man once said, the best way to getting a great idea is to hear a bunch of ideas. So you have to get around a lot of good ideas before you come to that decision, before you come to your own idea. So that's what this podcast is about. First of all, I want to start off by asking you all, what are you grateful for today? And the call-in number is 347-855-8692. What are you grateful for today? I can give you one thing that you should be grateful for today, and that is you're alive. You're here. You're here, which means that you have another opportunity to change the world. You have another opportunity. That breath that you're breathing right now is an opportunity for you to go and design your life. Go and create, build, make your dreams happen for you. I don't care what you're going through right now. I don't care what your situation is like. I'm going through stuff. I don't care about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still finna go and try to get mine until God doesn't wake me up the next day. And he's like, okay, Crystal, I gotta bring you on to heaven, man. You just killing it. Like, that's where my mindset is. That's where my mentality is. So call in. Let me know what you're grateful for. The guest call-in number is 347-855-8692. So we've been talking about the past couple of episodes. We've been focusing on emotional intelligence because it's very, very important, especially for our community, that we improve our emotional intelligence, that we don't get ticked off by, oh, got somebody calling in. Okay. Hello, hello, hello. Hello? Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Hello?
Hey.
Hey,
can you hear me? What's going on with you?
I was just calling to listen. I was walking off the back of my... I was wiping the snow off my car.
The snow off your car?
Yeah, when you were saying hello.
Yeah. It's snowing up there?
Yeah, it is.
Oh my goodness. See, I'm in Mississippi, so we don't get all that right there. We don't get that.
Yeah, well, we do. Yes, it is. No.
More power to you. Look, my baby was like, Ma, I want to go back to Charlotte because I miss the snow. I'm like, girl, that makes me not even want to go back even more. I'm just going to stay here and chill out in Mississippi. I'm good. We're wearing shorts down here.
I mean, well, you know what? Like, if you've got a couple of dollars and you don't, you know, like, the snow can be such a marvelously beautiful thing. But when you got to get up and go to work in this crap, that's always a ball game.
And don't forget those blizzards.
Yeah. Those don't happen too often, though.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You don't get that shut in?
That's happened probably for me at least over the last decade, maybe about 5 times.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, so
I know when I was working at Walmart. Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in on this Veterans Day. I really appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, looking in on me. You could have been, you're like, yo, it's Veterans Day, I'm finna chill. Did you have to go to work today? You say you had to go to work today, huh?
Yeah. This is just another day for me. can't go to the bank.
Right. Everything that we need is closed, but we still got to go in and work and everything, but it's all good.
You know, but definitely happy Veterans Day to anyone that it applies to.
Right. We're definitely shout out to everybody who's keeping our country safe and sound and allowing us the freedoms that we have today. And I was talking about one girl supposed to be calling in. I don't know if she's calling in, but she's actually in the military. She's an Air Force lieutenant. And you know, she's a very positive person. And I just wanted her to shed some light on how she just stays motivated, because that's what we're talking about, motivation.
That's impressive. Air Force lieutenant? Wow.
Well, she was enlisted. So, I mean, she went from enlisted to crossing over to being commissioned. I mean, that just says a lot about your mentality. Like, you just was like, yo, I'm done with this mediocrity. Not that it's mediocre, but I mean, you bumped up to like being an officer, commander. I mean, that just says something about your ambition. Like, you ain't trying to get stuck. Like, you ain't just settling. Like, you trying to be all you can be in the Air Force. It didn't work, but I tried to make it work.
It worked. I got what you're saying. It worked. Right. But yeah, that definitely is, because I mean, getting in the Air Force, I think that's the hardest branch of the military to actually qualify to get in. You can't be an average intelligence type cat. That's more, you know, the Air Force. You got to be pretty smart.
I'm gonna have to agree with that.
Hey, there she is. That's my girl.
Hi there. How are you all?
Good. How are you?
Doing great, yourself?
I am well. It's snowing here.
It's snowing up there with you, too. I'm so glad I'm tucked up here in Mississippi. I'm good. Y'all getting the snow.
Yes. I wasn't ready. I have no coat, no long sleeves, so I'll survive, though.
No. Look, you came from Mississippi, so you weren't ready.
I was not.
You like.
I was not.
You're in Virginia, right?
I'm in St. Louis, actually, right now.
St. Louis, okay.
Like 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I jumped in. I don't know what y'all were talking about.
Well, we actually talking about you. I was saying some good things about you. I was saying this young lady went from being enlisted to going into beast mode and was like, I'm a retired officer, a commanding officer of the Air Force. That is motivation. We have to get this young lady to talk about how she maintains her positivity, how she maintains her motivation. What is her why? Because that's what we need some of. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. So I will definitely say, first of all, thank you for valuing whatever it is that keeps me going enough to ask you to join this podcast. So I thank you for that. Let me start
with
that.
Because
it is hard. Some days you're like, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? Why am I still here? And what's the next thing, or what's keeping me here? So definitely my goals, my legacy, what I plan to leave for my son is a big contributing factor to the reason that I keep going. He looks up to me. He sees everything that I do. He notices everything that I do. Even when I don't think he's watching, he's watching. I shared with some friends a couple weeks ago, maybe last week, that he goes to the library every week, and he came home with his library book. I usually check to see what he's reading to make sure it's on his reading level. And the book that he brought home last week was called People in Our Communities, Nurses. And so the fact that that's what I do every day, and that he thought enough about what I do to choose that book, or he, you know, he sees me do that every day, and it empowered him or encouraged him to get that book to learn a little bit more about what I do, or at least be interested in what I do. So that to me was important. Also, today being Veterans Day, was a big thing because they had a big Veterans Day event. And I am out of town, so of course I wasn't able to be there. But he took this pillow, it's like a small handheld pillow, with my picture on it in my uniform. And he talked about, you know, what we do as military members on today. Even though I wasn't there, he still managed to, you know, keep me in a part of what he was doing each day. So I try to take that into consideration when I'm thinking about, well, I don't want to do this today, or I don't want to do that today. What is he seeing? What is he expecting me to do today? What's the next big move that he wants to see me do today? So I try to definitely keep that in the front of my mind as it relates to where I'm going and what I'm doing each day.
Right. Yeah. I think that's like one of the big whys for a lot of, you know, mothers and, you know, entrepreneurs who are moms is our children. Like, that's our focus. Like, okay, I got to get through this day because I got to make sure that I'm right before them so they'll have a role model instantly, like within their circle. Like, mom is my role model, you know. And I think Joseph was saying, like, his mom was a nurse. Joseph, what are you saying? Your mom is a nurse. And now he's a nurse. I don't know if he's still on the phone, though. Joseph.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I had just muted myself because I'm driving and I didn't want to have any extra noise. But, yeah, my mother is a nurse.
And she kind of, did she motivate you to become a nurse as well? Like, because you're a nurse now. Seeing her
get out or go to nursing school is motivation, yeah.
Because it's definitely a struggle.
I was making some very poor life decisions, and that was her solution. She ended up putting me out anyway.
You made her proud. That's how you came back, though. Yeah, that's
right.
Self-love.
She was absolutely right.
Yeah, that's tough love right there.
What about you, Chris?
Like, I'm going to say the same thing. Yeah. What were you saying, Joseph?
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, that was definitely some motivation for me. And you know, I can't possibly thank her enough because it has provided for me and my kids. And allowed me to help buy cars, put them in school, and stuff, you know, life.
Right. Yeah.
One thing I think that helps. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, like, I'm with you about the children are what keep me, my kids are what keep me focused. Like, okay, I got to provide for them. I got to make sure everything goes right for them. So their future will be better than mine. Because I think as parents, we're always like, I want my children's future to be better than mine, you know? So that's my motivation. That's why I work so hard. That's why I'm so focused. What were you about to say?
I was going to say that another thing that keeps me motivated is being around like-minded people, people who have the same level of success in mind for themselves that I have for myself and for my family. Because I feel like in networking and being around those people, you pick up so many positive traits of success. Just being around them, talking to them about their goals, their plans, some things that you may have never thought about that can contribute to the success of what you have going on, whatever your current venture is at the time.
Right.
Just being around those people, that positive energy, I feel like that helps motivate me and keeps me on track. And I feel like I have a certain level of accountability that I'm expecting, or that these people are expecting, as it relates to what phase of my goal am I in at this moment. And if I'm at the same spot 2 weeks from now that I was yesterday with no progression, then they're going to hold me accountable, and they're going to want to know, well, what are you doing? Why aren't you doing this? And what can I do to help you generally is the next step, if it's something that is a roadblock, you know? So being around those like-minded people definitely helps.
An example of that is, I never told you this, but when we did the game night for professionals, and I felt I didn't really get the outcome of people that I expected for the amount of money I put into it. It was being around you there, and you were saying, you know, this was great. This was, you know, it's just going to get better after this. You know, we're going to keep on doing this. We're going to keep on going. I'm just like, okay, you motivated me right now, because really I'm just feeling like we could go ahead and squash this. We can go ahead and trash this. This didn't work out. But
a really great event, and I needed to let you know how good I thought the event went, and I know that it may not have went the way that you had envisioned it, but it was an amazing event. Everyone had a great time. They were talking about it the next day, you know. So I feel like it was a very successful event. I felt like me letting you know that would encourage you to keep going, and that is definitely what I mean by being around like-minded people who push you, who won't let you quit, who will encourage you to continue toward what your goal is for yourself.
Right. I must say, if you hadn't been there with me, like, if you weren't, like, right there at the time and saying, hey, you know what, this is great, it's going to get better, like, that is an example. You have to be around the right people. You have to be around people who can say, you know, no matter what you're going through, you're going to do better, you're going to get better. Because what if I had been around somebody who was like, man, this sucks. You didn't get this done. You didn't get this done. All this advertising we did, you didn't get this. I would have been like, yo, I'm done. Like,
those are the people that we kind of like push out as far away as we can with the stiff arm in football. Like, push them in the forehead, get them out the way. They are not who you want on the team.
Right. They can't be a part of the team no more. We couldn't,
no. At all.
So, have you ever been in a situation, Sharita or Joseph, where the person who was there, if they hadn't have been there, you wouldn't have never overcome that situation? Like, you wouldn't have never gotten through. Like, you would have been like, okay, let me pivot to something else. Like, have you ever had somebody who just encouraged you so much, you were like, okay, I have to push on through this? Like, have you ever had an environment? Go ahead.
I'm trying to give Joseph a chance to speak because I can just talk all day.
He got the windshield wiper, well, on, so you know he's trying to be on mute.
I just did, you know, this is your show, Queen, and I don't want to step on your guest toes.
No, go ahead, man. We having fun. We having fun tonight. It's gonna help some people.
Well, honestly, yeah. All, you know, like, I would have quit doing the podcast years ago if it were not for people encouraging me and telling me that I was great.
Oh.
And saying you are needed. I don't make no money off this shit.
Right.
You know, and it's a lot of time invested. People don't understand. Especially like I have to research. If I'm gonna have somebody on the show, I'm gonna research you. That takes time.
Right.
You know, I gotta make sure I'm asking appropriate questions. I gotta think about it. And I'm an obsessive type of person. So I'll think about the interview the whole week. You know. And that's what you call it, that's called an opportunity cost in accounting. Like, I could be doing other shit with my mind that could potentially actually make me money. And, you know, it's tough sometimes. So, you know, like, knowledge, that's one of my friends. Like, he's extremely, extremely encouraging, you know, and sometimes I've gotten just random-ass emails. I heard the show the other day. I think you guys are dope, you know. And those be like, I get stuff like that when I'm like, man.
Yeah,
I could be doing something else.
This
ain't working.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, people. And my kids are such an inspiration. They just... I can't. Without my daughters, I'd be dead or in prison. I absolutely guarantee that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have inspired me to be a man, let alone anything else. Shout out to my daughters.
Yeah. Hey, Pumpkin.
That's all I got.
Yeah, man. I was talking to one coworker probably like a month ago. He was a technician in the pharmacy, and he was saying, "Man, I'm lazy and I'm unmotivated." And I was like, "Okay, bet, but you're about to have a daughter in another month. You're gonna lose all of that." He's like, "Nah, you think so?" I'm like, "Yeah. You're about to get very motivated." It's just something about you know, having children that changes you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what it is. You just want to be better. But what about the people who don't have kids? What about the 20-year-olds? What can we tell them? You know, how can they stay motivated? People don't even think about having kids. They're in their 40s. Go ahead.
First things first, like I said, surrounding yourself with toxicity is not beneficial to you at all. So getting those toxic people out of your life is the first order of business. You can have a million aspirations. You can be the best person in the world, but if the person that's next to you is a toxic, negative person, until you free yourself from that toxic and negative situation, all of the things that you have within you that are positive are kind of being sucked out of you. Like, these people, they're like vampires. Some people just don't want you to succeed. Some people just want you where you are, just for various reasons. I don't know. Control.
Haters.
Yeah. So many of those out there. Woo, so many of those out there. So certain people just want you to be where you are, and they don't want anything more from you because they don't want anything more from themselves. So you have to, like, release yourself from those people. That's the first thing.
Let's go. Let's go, Lieutenant Johnson. You laying it on tonight.
I'm just saying.
You're coming through.
And the thing is, it doesn't matter who they are. I don't care if they're your mama, your sister, your brother, your auntie, your daddy, whoever it is. Sometimes you just have to shed yourself of those people. You can still love those people from a distance. You can still interact with those people. But when it comes to the things in your life that you plan to accomplish, if they don't have anything positive to pour into your vision, it doesn't have to be monetary or works at all. It could just be positivity.
Right.
But you definitely can't be tearing me down or taking away from what I'm trying to do. And if that's who you are, you got to go.
Right.
Not over here.
That's what I'm trying to, like, yeah, 100%.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's not for the 20-year-old. Let's
say,
do it.
That 20-year-old that ain't, you know, you want to motivate them. I mean, I don't know, you know, what y'all situation was like growing up, but I can pull out my damn yearbook and show them the plethora of niggas that's dead, locked up, on dope, or just an overall general absolute failure in life. I can take them to my neighborhood and show them, you know, like, it was probably 50 of us that grew up and hung out together. And to my recollection, two of us graduated from high school.
Wow.
That in itself is, like, eye-opening.
Right. Wow.
And, like that was not even a, like, for me in my household, like, graduating high school was nothing. Like, that was an expectation. And it wasn't a goal for me.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, like, you know, crack ruined my neighborhood, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, poor decisions ruined my neighborhood.
Yeah. And you're from Detroit, huh, King?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
And, like, I didn't even grow up in, like a bad, you know, quote, it's a bad neighborhood now. But at the time, like, it was not a bad neighborhood at all. Just a bunch of spoiled kids that wanted to live a life faster than necessary. Too early.
Yeah. That fast life, that fast track life, man.
It's hard to get kids, especially young brothers, to buy into the marathon of life because I didn't expect to live past 25. And when you constantly hearing that, and that's why they put those statistics out there, you'll either be dead or in jail, most likely if you're a young black man by the time you're 25. They do that and they harp on that. So that we internalize that, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy at that point.
Right.
Right.
So, unfortunately, we have to fight that battle and figure out the ways to, outside of our family members, because my son knows that there's an expectation. He's six. He got an expectation at six. But there are a lot of households that don't. And it's people like you and I that have to take these opportunities that we can to do exactly what you said. Pull out that yearbook, show them where, you know, who didn't make it, show them that you did make it, and help them use the tools that you utilize to make it, to pretty much start utilizing in their life to succeed as well.
Right, right. Yeah, I agree 100%. I would also like to say, and I know we have only a few more minutes left, but some of my worst looking, my aunts and uncles who were on, like, drugs and stuff like that, they motivated me in a different way. Like, I was motivated not to become like them. So I was like, whatever you're doing, I'm going to do the opposite. So if you didn't go to college, I'm going to college. If you got a relationship with you know, that type of man, I'm doing differently. So in that way, like you said, just showing them, like, hey, these people mess up, that is motivation too, you know, just seeing where you could have been, stuff like that. So I really appreciate y'all for getting on with me. I had two people on tonight. I love it. Every Monday I'm here. Every Monday.
Well, I
and you sound a lot more comfortable too, Queen.
Oh, I'm getting better at it, man. Hey, I did my notes
yes,
and everything, you know what I'm saying? So I'm doing a lot better. And I can't believe this thing came on just at the right time. I'm like, yes. All I have to do is click a button. Thank you so much, Sharita. Did you have any other final words to say, Lieutenant Johnson?
Yeah. I just wanted to thank you for inviting me on, and definitely in the midst of motivating yourself to reach your goals, make sure that you take time for self-care and making sure, I mean, that's the nurse in me because we never do that enough, just making sure that we take some time for ourselves. That's all I got.
Absolutely. And what about you, Joseph? Did you have anything else to say?
I love it.
Well, I appreciate
I love
the
it.
Opportunity to hang out with you, Queen. It was definitely an honor and a privilege of mine, and thank you. And happy Veterans Day now.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Well, that concludes our show, and I hope y'all have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next Monday.
Bye.
Peace, Queen.
Bye.
Peace.
This is how we do it.
Hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the street, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit the party. The girl's